In the studio with me, I've got Anne-Marie. Morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning.
Now, this is probably going to be one of the most mind-blowing conversations people are listening to at 8:30 in the morning. You're a hypnotherapist.
I am.
Now, I've been banging on for years about, you know, all of reality comes from, 95% comes from your subconscious. You'll understand that more than anybody else I've ever spoken to.
Yes.
So explain to me exactly what a hypnotherapist does.
So the simplest way that I can put it is, you know, remember the times when you were a kid and you were in a classroom and you were in the worst lesson ever, usually maths for me, and you just wanted to zone out, you didn't want to be there. And so you were trying to focus on what they were saying, and all of a sudden you were outside the window, you were anywhere else but in that room, because you were going where you needed to be so that you could get through this lesson.
Yeah.
And that state of being able to turn yourself off, to come out of your body and go somewhere else, is the state of hypnosis. And we all, from the age of 0 to 7, we all actually live in a state of hypnosis, because everything around us, we are immersed in. That's how we learn. We learn by immersion from the ages of 0 to 7. And so everything that's happening to us, we're just taking it all in, and we become that person. That's why there's so much damage after the age of 7, because then we have to undo the bits that weren't the right surroundings for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very aware of this, because that's the research I've done years ago. I found out between the ages of birth and 7 is when your knee-jerk reactions are actually placed in your mind. I'm very aware of that with my son. He's coming up to 6 now, well, he is 6. Constantly telling him I love him.
Yeah.
Oh. Constantly helping him in any way I can, spending time with him as much as possible, because I don't want him to have a knee-jerk reaction that's negative.
Yep.
Now, I may be instilling different knee-jerk reactions that are not quite right, but I'm trying the best I can. Most people, you see children out with their adults, they have no idea what they're doing.
No. Not a clue. No.
They don't know. I mean, years and years and years ago, I knew a man that kept saying to his son, oh, you're thick. There you go.
And that what that does, that becomes a program for what you live by, and you believe that is who you are.
Yes.
And then you spend years, and that's why I've created the programs that I've created called Flow. That being in that state of flow is when you don't have to think about having a good time. Everything just goes right, doesn't it? You know, you drop your toast and it lands butter side up.
Yeah.
You're in the right place at the right time. Yeah. That's where you want to be. But as you get older, you find less and less of those moments. And what life coaching and hypnotherapy is about is getting you back in alignment so that you can experience more happiness more of the time, because the outside environment, what we get heaped upon us, is what takes us away from our natural happiness.
Yeah.
And like you said, we stop being it almost hypnosis when you're older is about waking you up.
Yeah.
People think it's about going in somewhere, when in fact it's when you have total clarity.
Yeah.
To decide, what do I want to do here? I don't want that limiting belief anymore. I want to feel like this. That's the only time that you're able to do that. You can do life coaching. It takes a longer process and you're more conscious of what you're doing. But I love hypnotherapy. I do hypnotherapy and life coaching and energy alignment all in one package. But what I love about hypnotherapy, it's the first thing I do and it just cuts through all the BS. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
You know, it's just the people walk out, and I've had people sitting in my chair in front of me and they burst into tears.
Yeah.
Where it's just been such a revelation. It's absolutely overwhelming, because they didn't believe that they could feel like this.
Yeah.
And that's what society does to
you.
It conditions you in a way. It puts you in a box. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but it does. It puts you in a box that you spend years trying to get out of. And unfortunately, most people don't even realize they're in that
box. No, they don't.
They're existing.
They don't even realize the prison that they're actually in has been put together by them through this programming.
Yeah.
You look at PTSD. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Something waiting to happen, and it all comes from the subconscious. It's just, and that's terrible. When you see somebody that's suffering with that, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But that's obviously up the one end of it.
But isn't it more terrible to realise that is a prison of their own making?
Yes.
I think that's the sadness, because I meet so many people every day, and, you know, I can tell where you are at by the language that you use.
Mm.
Because people just give themselves away.
Yeah.
You know, they say, oh, I'm rubbish at that. And I go, okay, so I know where that limiting belief came from.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
They're constantly, you know, what comes out of your mouth goes straight in your ears.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, this is where affirmations come from.
Yeah.
This is where you should constantly catch those thoughts those intrusive thoughts. So many people suffer from intrusive thoughts, which then becomes anxiety, which then becomes depression.
Yeah.
So it's just a road going downwards, a cycle of thought going downwards instead of a cycle of thought going upwards. And that's where your affirmations come in.
Yeah.
To when those intrusive thoughts come in, you just banish them away with something like, I'm really having a good time, I am really happy. Because fortunately for everybody, you cannot have a negative emotion and a positive emotion exist in your body at the same time.
It's either one or
thank
the other.
Lord,
yeah. Right. But I've actually met people, when you talk about just the little bits of information. Another piece I picked up was an image taken in by the left eye goes into the subconscious, and an image taken in by the right eye goes into the conscious mind, which is why a lot of the Egyptian scrolls are all images. Because they're passing on knowledge.
Yeah.
I actually joined Freemasonry, became a Freemason, to look further into that. And it's true.
Wow.
It's just any images which goes together with logos. People that design logos properly.
Spot on.
Understand that they're pushing an image into the subconscious.
Yeah. Well, we all know, what is it, 7% of communication is verbal?
Yeah, that's
it,
yeah.
So it just tells you everything. And I love that about, obviously, Milton Erickson was the founder of hypnotherapy. And at age 18, he was crippled with polio from the eyes downward.
Oh, really?
He could not move at all. And the only thing that he could do, he was sitting there with nothing to do, so the only thing he could do was observe people constantly. And he actually observed that there are 7 ways to say no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, so you could be saying no, but really meaning yes. And he observed this from the way that his sister would pull her hair to one side, or the facial features, or the body stance, or the pause of before saying no. He was able, and towards the end of his life, people actually thought he was a mind reader, because he was obviously the inventor of hypnotherapy, but he also invented NLP, which is what you're interested in.
Yeah.
Again, neuro-linguistic programming, neuro in your brain, your... thinking about the language that you use to create the person that you want to be.
Yeah.
And that's how he observed it. By using different language, you can think a different way and then therefore become a different way over time.
So many people, when I've explained certain bits that I've found, information, have gone, no, it's all rubbish. We've all met people like that. Yeah. It's all rubbish. No, it's nonsense. That's psychics, everything. It's all nonsense. And the one thing I've said to this particular person was 95% of your everyday life comes from your subconscious. No. I said, okay, when you're walking down the road, do you think left, right, left, right, left, or do you not think?
Yeah.
And it happens.
Yeah.
Well, it just happens.
Yeah.
Okay, when you breathe, do you go breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, left, right, breathe out, left, right? No, of course. I said it comes from your subconscious.
Yeah.
Only very, very opportunistic, if you like, experiences come from the conscious mind, where you have to make a particular decision.
Well, I'm going to blow you away now, because I'm going to take that a step further.
Go on.
Yes, you understand that all of those decisions are subconscious. It's the part of you that you can't necessarily control unless you go under hypnosis.
Yeah.
Well, there is a guy. I would love for you to look this guy up, Joe Dispenza.
Right.
And he realised that something within me makes my heart beat, makes me do left and right, makes me do the things that I do. I don't have to think about any of this consciously. Heals my body. If I fall over and hurt my knee, it heals it automatically. I don't have to tell that where to go.
Yeah.
So therefore, if there is something within me that knows exactly what to do for me, then it's there for my greater good.
Yeah.
If there is something within me that is there for my greater good, then he actually broke his back at a young age on a bicycle. He got swept off of a bicycle and lay there with a broken back.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was broken. He was a chiropractor, so he knew how bad it was.
Yeah.
And he was told, you have to have this operation to survive. And because he was a chiropractor, he got three different opinions from three different doctors. They all said the same thing.
Yeah.
And he decided no. And what he did, he lay on his bed face down, because that's all he could do. And he realised, if there is something within me that can look after me and heal me, then I'm going to build a picture as a chiropractor of how my back should look. And I'm going to focus on it every day until the thing that is within me recognises it and heals me.
Yeah.
And in that time, I am not going to think any negative thoughts. And if I do, I'm going to go back to the start. What happened was, for the first 3 or 4 months, he couldn't do it because these negative thoughts, oh, you better close down your practice, you're not going to make any money, all of those things came in. Until one day he hit jackpot. He was able to reconstruct his backbone in 45 minutes without any negative thoughts. And from that moment on, he could just keep doing it continuously. And within 10 months, he was walking again.
Really?
With no operation.
Fantastic.
Okay. So if there is something within you that heals you and has knows you better than yourself, I would call it intuition.
Yeah.
And when you start being able to listen to that voice, when you're trained, i.e. again, this is what life coaching does for you and hypnotherapy, it opens up a part of you, your creative part of you that's not necessarily open.
Yeah.
Some people would call it a third eye, let's say that, or intuition. Once you start tuning into that, amazing things start happening because you start recognizing synchronicity.
Yes.
You start listening. Should I do? Yeah, I will. I've got an impulse. I'm going to act on that impulse. The more you act on those impulses, the more things happen synchronistically.
Yeah.
The more they happen synchronistically, you think to yourself, first of all, you're thinking coincidence, coincidence, and then you recognise it's too many coincidences.
Too many coincidences.
And then you realise that you are actually tuning into your higher consciousness, that part within you that knows better for you than what you know for yourself.
Well, you know, Jung and Freud said there's no such thing as coincidence.
Yeah.
It all comes from you wanting something to happen, so you're manipulating it.
You creating your reality.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, isn't it fantastic?
I've got a friend. This is going to sound completely wacky to anybody that doesn't understand this subject now. I've got a friend that he had a bad thing happen to his family. He was very, very, very distressed, and he started discovering this, so he wrote himself a check. Now, Jim Carrey has done this as well.
Absolutely.
Wrote himself a check. He actually built up a company. He gave himself 5 years. He built up a company, sold it for the amount of money, almost for the amount of money that was on the check.
I love that.
Within the date of the check as well.
Wow.
Now, it sounds like absolute nonsense when you hear someone say that. But when you understand that your subconscious brain is manipulating 95%, and it takes little steps towards what you want to achieve, as long as you want it enough, then that's the basic formula. You could actually do it consciously, but people don't.
No, and that when people start sharing stories like that, and you realise that you are able to co-create your future, doesn't that give us all hope?
Oh, totally.
Isn't that all what
totally.
We want?
It means we're not stuck where we are.
Absolutely.
We're where we want to be.
Yeah, and I hope that everybody that's listening, if you are in a situation where you feel it is hopeless, I can't do anything about this, and you're struggling, and it's having a detrimental effect on your life, I would love for you to get in contact with me, because it doesn't happen instantly. Small changes create big changes. Small
Huge.
Steps create big steps. But you can create the future that you want. You just have to believe in yourself enough. Aren't you worth it? You know, this is the only life you're... I'm sorry, spoiler alert. This is the only life you're ever going to get.
Not dress rehearsal.
Yeah, and you are not coming out of it alive.
No, that's right.
So,
none of us are.
You know, so you can live your life cautiously thinking, oh, I wish I could have... Or you can just live a life joyfully and passionately and with daring and with challenge, and have something to go wherever you're going to go, wherever you think you're going to go. You've got fantastic memories to take with you, knowing that you've lived your life to your full potential. And I really believe that's what we should all do, and be brave enough to do it. Sometimes you need a little bit of support. That's why I do the job that I do.
Yeah.
But you can start with small steps all by yourself.
Well, let's give everybody a chance to contact you if they need any help. Twitter.com/EssexHypno. Instagram.com/AnneMarieWickham. LinkedIn, I'll be putting all these links at the bottom of this interview on the website, by the way, afterwards.
Thank you.
Also, www.globalbranddivas.com. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. It's been very enlightening.
Thank you.
Thank you.